slow down too much and mess up. Like I say, some tunes is wrote to play at a certain tempo, and if you don't play them there, they don't sound right. Say, land a, you know, a square dance tune, it's supposed to be played, or a flat foot tune, supposed to be played pretty fast. Fortune's a D tune, too. I got me a new pair of glasses one time. Went downtown and picked them up. I was on a job. Went downtown and picked them up. Come back to the house, or the bunkhouse. Started to walk in, and a bumblebee got right in there. He made a dive, and I'd done that, and I knocked them glasses off and busted them off. I just wore them from down to the office to the house. Busted them all pieces.
The bunkhouse, yeah.
No, we was on a construction job up in Colorado. We had a camp there, you know.
Do you play Walking in the Parlor?
No, not really. I've heard it, but I couldn't play it. That's old man Norm Edmonds' tune.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard several different versions.
Yeah, there's people. It's a nice tune, but I just never did learn it. About all the tunes I know is a tune that I learned back when I was a boy. I hardly ever learn a new one anymore. Don't have enough energy, I guess.
Blackheart Susan.
Huh? Blackheart Susan. See, that's the D tune. Too, but that's sort of the way it goes. Still do that. Tunes, songs goes in pairs. You ever notice it? Like Mississippi Star and Arkansas Travel, I always, you know, sort of thought of one or thought of another. Fortune and Sally Ann, or Fortune or Sally Ann Step Back Cindy, Rockingham Cindy, and Thomas Susan Anagale, you know, Western Country. And they always go in pairs. You just stop and think about it once in a while, and you'll find.
You know that one? That
Anagale? Yes. I used to, I don't know if I can now. trying to think of that other one that went along with Black Eyed Susie.
Is that Cotton Eye Joe? That sound like
Cotton Eye Joe's a
A-tube. I'm trying to think of that one that goes along with that. That's
what I'm trying to think of here. See, Black Eyed Susie. Love my wife and love my baby, love my biscuits, sausage and gravy. Hey, Black Eyed Susie. But then there's another one that goes with that, and I can't think of the name of it. I'll think of it in a minute.
I think of Mississippi Sawyer when I think of that too.
No, not me. It's Arkansas Traveler in Mississippi Sawyer. Well, I mean, it might be that with you guys, but with me, it's always Mississippi Sawyer and Arkansas Traveler. Sally Ann and Fortune, Step Back Cindy and Rockingham Cindy, like that.
You know Little Rabbit?
No, not really.
Was it anything to do with the records that you had or people that you knew that played those tunes?
Could be, I don't know, but it seemed like always associated one with the other. Black Eyed Susie and what in the hell was the name of that other tune? It goes right along with it.
Well, maybe it'll come to you this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe.
How about that Cotton Eye Joe?
Is it in the same key?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Cotton Eye Joe.
It's an A tune, but I ain't tried that in a long time either. I guess I forgot how it goes. That sound a little bit like? Another tune of Cotton Eye Joe, but I don't know the other one.
I always associate that with Liza James. I learned it at the same
one?
Time. Yeah, can you play Liza James?
Liza James. No, I don't know one with that name. Let's see. Yeah, I know one called a Big Liza, but it's a D tune.
It's in D, isn't it?
Then there's another one, and there's one called Little Liza.
And there's Goodbye Liza. Huh? There's Goodbye Liza Jane. There's Poor Liza Jane.
Yeah, it's good Liza. But I guess a Goodbye Liza Jane is one that I'm thinking about, maybe.
There's only one in D, I think.
I know two in D.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Would you play them both?
Well, one of them's Little Liza, a Goodbye Liza, and the other one is, I guess you call it Little Liza, I don't know. That's sort of it. I always call Goodbye Liza.
Huh. Yeah.
It's on that Liberty album.
Isn't it?
And Emily only knew one verse, and I made a couple of verses to put with it, but we'd done record it and decided not to do it over. And I forgot what the verse were I made now. Sort of way. No, it's just that one. It's just the same thing over and over for it, I know. It's on that Liberty album, too, called Little Lies of Jane. Mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah, there's several nice verses to that. When somebody told me, little black dog wishes bring him back. You run a big hog, roll the fence and little ones through the crack. It's a pretty nice tune if you get the right swing to it and somebody's singing it, you know. I forget where to know to tune that anymore. Can't get the bass in tune. Mm-hmm. Black God, sue him. I'm still worrying about that song. If I think of it, I can play it if I can just think of the name of it, the way it goes. Black God, sue him. Polly put the kettle on.
Oh,
that's one that goes with Black God, sue him now.
Oh.
Tried it a long time, but I'll try it. It's called Stillhouse, Cider Mill.
Oh,
that's a good old tune.
Very few people know that tune.
Huh?
Very few people seem to know that.
I know it. My dad used to play that. I can remember him playing it.
Stillhouse. You call it Cider Mill, too?
Yeah, Stillhouse, Cider Mill. Down to Stillhouse, get a little cider. Saddle up the gray horse and I'll be a rider. Down to Stillhouse, get a little cider. My cousin on there again. Catch a fly that I've ever found. You see him sitting down like that. You can't hit him like this. You can get like this and get him so quick he can't get away. Try it next time. I mean, you know, like it.
Sprinkle salt on his tail.
Yeah. I heard you hit the bass string in one place there, Kyle.
Yeah, you can hit the bass. That's a D, you know. Let's tune up here and do a little Mississippi song. trick of him, isn't it? You had him, let him go.
I used your technique there.
That's the trick of him, buddy. You can catch him like that. I learned that from catching horse flies off my horses, you know. If you slap him, you scare him, you know, or something. You do like that, and he get away.
You play Rocky Mountain Goat?
Somebody's
no, I don't know that. Now. I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
How about Jimmy Sutton Between Flies?
We'll do Jimmy Sutton. That's the way you tune with Jimmy Sutton.
Sprinkle salt on his tail.
Huh?
Sprinkle salt on his tail.
Get a little salt we'll put on it. That's where I always play Jimmy Sutton right there. I don't know if I can or not. It's been long. Oh, a lot of these tunes y'all we talk about, I ain't played them in years. Sound a little bit like John Sutton. Your turns there. That's where I learned Jimmy Sutton. It's a little bit different way the Highwoods put it out. You know, they done a good job on that, I thought. Oh, kind of sheep walking through the pasture. You hear it, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said sheep. Can't you walk a little faster?
Bad.
Sheep said cow. What?
Can you play Liberty?
Liberty on the banjo? God, I ain't played it in so long, I'd be ashamed to undertake it. I can try to get over to somebody leading it, you know. Yeah, sheep said the cow got a sore toe. That must have been Walter doing that talking.
Yeah,
it sounded just like it. The cow said, sheep, I did not know, bat. But I thought they played it too fast in there, so they did start into it. You know, that tune is not supposed to be played that fast. You lose something when you get a tune that fast, I think. What?
Another tune, Ebenezer?
That's Ebenezer. That's sort of like old Ed, ain't it? Let's see. No, I don't guess I know it. We used to call that one they call Old Ed or Ebenezer and there's another name for it. Hoplite Ladies, Hoplite Lula, something like that. All three the same tune.
Greasy Strings?
What?
You know that tune, Greasy?
No.
How about Dukes on the Mill Pond? We'll kind of refresh our memory on that. Maybe that one to me. Yes.
You want to take it back as a souvenir?
No, sir. Keep that going. Well, he was a pest. I never seen one quite as ornery as he was.
Steve, it's on tape, too.
There's another one in here, huh? He's got a mate. See him flying around there? Now, was you the one that wanted to get that duck on the mill pond?
They're going to tape it over there.
Oh, you get to off him. Okay. Thank you. it turns almost like it. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, it does.
Up, you don't worry. Here, tune I used to like all well. I haven't played it much lately. It's called a Sinful Flirt. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
It is Sinful Flirt, or the Sinful Flirt. It's a story about a girl and a boy, and he was in love with her, and she, you know, she thought he was a. She wasn't been more than a doing, so she was jilted him, and he drowned himself in the mill pond. The words tell it all about it. Sinful Flirt, I believe that's what they call it, yeah. She didn't know it. She didn't really know the tune. I wrote them down for her, the words, and she sang it off the sheet. And didn't get quite the speed I wanted, but still, it's a pretty nice tune. 12 o'clock, we could go eat, huh? But I didn't eat nothing hotcake this morning. They give out on you, you know.
That's what I got to do to my head sometimes.
Jeff Green wanted to take part in this. Where'd he go?
Oh, no.
He was just
through a string.
I know it's that's gonna pop some any time.
Where is Jeff now?
They don't not to break. I used to keep my banjo tuned right up to A with a full scale neck all the time. You know, 26 1/4 makes the strings awful tight, but they'll go up there.
What string you got?
That's a solid brass string. Actually, it's sulfur bronze, I think. I usually use a solid brass. I just didn't have any anymore.
What key we get in? Anybody know?
I'm in A right now. I don't care where we get.
Are we gonna break out our five strings and work on them?
Yeah.
Get your five strings.
C tuning very much, open C where you tune from the regular bluegrass tuning. Tune your first string up 2 frets, second string up 1 fret, and then the fourth down.
No.
Thank you.
Third time it off, man. To go hit him again.
Getting a buzz.
Oh, great.
Getting a buzz.
What did she say? Ow.
There's a buzz in there.
What's the matter?
It's buzzing.
Between the bridges, I bet you.
Sounds like it's down by your bridge.
You're just between the bridges above it. I wouldn't be up there.
She's rising and rattle up here.
It's there. If you hold this, it stops. Hold this
here, I'll just hold this while you're picking. You're in the wrong clamp. Yeah. You should be down the hall here. No, maybe then you shouldn't.
Did you say that the measurement here was 5/8
thickness? Yeah,
thickness.
That's for geared tuner.
Yeah.
See, you don't want them sticking way up too high, but you want most of that bevel
like
part in there. So that's what mine is. This is five car tuners.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to get them until.
And all the geared tuners I've
run
into
have
one.
These are 5-star plant tuners.
My
sensei
was telling me what to do.
That's what these are, yeah.
Yeah,
I use shallow most of the time.
But I've sold some
people don't like these fifths. That's awful hate to get a string out of you and break it.
Yeah, you know, that's the only thing I didn't like
the
about
it. The only thing I don't like about it.
It's like I still have a whole bunch of string wound up and around there.
Yeah, you need to get it out.
It stopped.
That's the only thing. I like the appearance a lot better than I do them others. But them others easier to get the string off. What do y'all want to try here, fellas? We're in A right now.
Well, let's pick a tune and get him to teach it to us.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, what? Let me see. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Is that John Henry? I like that John Henry.
Which one?
Yeah, why don't we learn John Henry?
Well, it's different. Wasn't that
neat? That's the way I used to hear it.
Pretty complicated.
I believe I just believe on that.
How about Woe Mule?
Well, that's a deep tune.
How about Woe Mule? Woe Mule? Just a suggestion. I mean, you know, don't throw anything at me, please.
We'll have time for two. I say we'll have time for two. We'll have time for two at DNA, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because you got a tape recorder, you can take it home with you anyway and play it as long as you want to. I wonder when my royalty is going to start in on these tapes that make. That's what I'm doing.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
No, I'm not going to. Now I'm glad to help them out anywhere I can. They people come by home and want to learn, you know, and I may take some of them. As long as they don't sell them, I don't care what to do with them. You all about ready?
Yeah.
What did you decide on? We're in A right now unless you want to change.
They want you to teach them John Brown's dream.
John Brown's dream. Well, I started right here. I started off like... You go to the 9th fret, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you hit it right here as you come by, and you're bouncing off your second string all the time. See? You're bouncing off your second string with your finger now. See? that lick now there, that part. You bounce off your second string, right here and here, all the way down it. Further every time. Okay. Now do that four times. That part right there. That two times. You do this part down here twice, I believe. I think that's where.
Thank you.
really amazing.
That keeps your time for you, see, you got something to hit there between time.
It's really tricky.
Thank you. fret.
Now, that's the part I get.
That's what it's got to do.
When you first do that, when you first do that, you know, is it like, or is it?
Yeah.
One more time. Just
all right, now this way you got
it. Yeah,
don't forget to bounce that.
Okay.
let's go again here. Watch me now. Get your ninth fret and then rake your fifth again. Take your time, don't get in no rush, you'll do it better. It's bounce off your second, come on down to your fifth fret. That's it. Yeah, you get it.
He'll get it.
Now you got it. Let's see how you get it.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Well, no wonder you're not upset.
About tune.
That fifth's off. It sound like your fifth's off, isn't it?
Sure is.
Something was off.
It's all off.
Fifth annual. Good. Now let's let him work it out here now. Take your time now. Don't try to do it too fast. Now you got that right. All right, let's get you all up to that point now. Start right over. Don't forget to hit that second.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Between each flicker, you get the second string. Yep. Then you rake it off with the fifth again. Break your fifth again. There you go. All right, he's got it. Yeah. All right, now let's see where you go. Turn around where I can see you there. All right.
Yeah.
Just take your time now so we can count your lick.
What do you mean hit the second between?
Hit it between every one of them. Just give yourself and keep your timing. Hit it again right there now. You're trying to do it faster. You get over there. You take your real old time like you're about to go to sleep.
Thank you.
I believe you got it all with that first part. I believe that's where you messed up the word. Try to do it too fast so everybody can keep up. Something I'm doing on my fingers, you want to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. ready to progress or recede?
I'd like it if you just kind of went over right where you were and just finished through the rest of the song. Is this one little couple places in there? I don't.
Oh, you want to start at the first now?
Well, wherever.
I mean, you might as well start the first.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you start right. You ready? Don't get the rake off that second time, because you ain't got time to get back up there.
Okay.
You know, you got to do that.